The number of pigs isn't the only problem that Canadian hog farmers are facing. Another is the soaring cost of hog feed. Analysts say that's related to the increase in biofuel production in the United States. A lot of wheat that normally would go to feed hogs in Canada is staying in the United States and going into biofuel production. And the increased demand makes wheat prices go up. And that affects the cost of everything from hog feed to bread. Jean Ziegler is the United Nations Special Rapporteur on the Right to Food. He says there's no question that biofuel production is contributing to the global food crisis.
Last year, the United States of America burned 138 million tons of corn and hundreds of millions of tons of cereals to obtain biofuel and biodiesel. So the argument of President Bush is not totally absurd. President Bush says we have to get away from this dependency of foreign petrol. And secondly, we want to do something against the climate disaster. These two arguments are not totally absurd. But there is another right which is superior to all other rights, which is the right to life. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of millions of tons of staple food will be burned to be transformed in bioethanol and biodiesel. And this is a crime against the dying people, the hungry people in the world. And there are very, very many.
Hold on for one second. So if the prices
explode, these very poor people will not be able to get their daily food, and they will die.
The problem itself, though, is very complex. When you talk about biofuels, biofuels have to be better than fossil fuels. But is the problem not more one of getting the food to the right places in terms of distribution? I mean, isn't it true that there is sufficient food supply in the world? It's just getting it to the right place.
There are different problems, as you are completely right. There are other problems than the burning of food in transforming to biofuel. I just give an example for this. There is the speculation. There is the stock exchange speculation that is driving up also the prices. Then there is corruption in many parts of the third world. The distribution of food, which is available there, is not done in the right way, in a just way. It is hindered by corruption, by stockpiling, by market manipulation. This is also a problem.
Well, as you suggest, there are so many layers to the problem. But in terms of biofuels themselves, when you think of the distribution system, it takes, for instance, a lot of fuel to get various foods to people in certain parts of the world. And isn't it better to rely on biofuels than fossil fuels?
If you, for transport, naturally biofuel is better than fossil fuel. That's evident. For the climate, it's much, much better. It's much, much better. Naturally, climate change is also a problem, but it comes after the right to life. I mean, environmentalists in America specifically are criticizing bioethanol because of the production process of bioethanol, not only because it burns food massively, but because they burn a lot of fossil energy to transform food into bioethanol. So if you take the balance at the end, it is a non-win situation.
Jean Ziegler, UN Special Rapporteur on the Right to Food and author of the book The Empire of Shame. Thank you very much, Mr. Ziegler.
Thank you. Goodbye. Good night.